Parshas Tzav. I want to share with you an idea that I discovered in the Sefer Eved HaMelech of Shmuel Hamaner. In Perek Zvav, Pasuk Yud Ches, the Pasuk is teaching us about the halachas of bringing a Karban Chatas. We know that when a person does an Avera which bemezid, if he did it intentionally, he'd be Chayiv Karis. For example, eating on Yom Kippur. If such a person does such a thing b'shogeg, he could be he's chayiv to bring a karban chatas. So the pasuk tells us that to speak dabra on rabban of weimar, zos torah sachatas, b'mkom asher tishchachet ta'ola, tishchachet ha'chatas. Of nei Hashem, kodesh kodashim hei. The chatas is kodesh kodashim. In the place where you shech the ola is the place where you shech the chatas. Meaning that the rules of how you bring a karban are very precise. The halacha is that the kodshei kodshim, like the ola and the shalmei tzibur and the asham and the chatas, are all shechted to the north of the mizbeach, as opposed to the kodshim kalim, which you could shecht. It doesn't really, there's no hakpada on where in the azar you shecht it, that these are shechted in the north. And the pasuk makes a point, you do it in the same place. So the Gemara picks up on this, that the Torah is teaching a certain sensitivity, that the karban ola, which a person decides, I want to donate a karban and burn and tying them as be'ach because of his desire to connect and sacrifice things before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, versus the chatas, where the person did a tremendous aveira, and therefore they have to bring a karban chatas. So the Rishalmi in Yevamos Perek Gimel Halacha Ches says, what's the pshat? B'mkom asher tishchachet ha'ola tishchachet ha'chatas v'nei Hashem, shelo farsei mesachatayim. So it shouldn't be public who did averus, who is bringing a karban chatas. The Medrash HaGadol adds a little bit, she'en mefarsei mesachatayim kedei lekarvos on tshuva, to bring them close to tshuva. I mean, we don't want that people are going to walk past the Azara and see, oh, look at that person, look at the terrible avir he must have been doing that he brought a karban chatas. We want him to be indistinguishable to the outside observer that we don't know if he's there to bring a karban chatas or a karban ola. Interesting, we find the same halacha by the karban asham. Asham also is brought on doing an avera. I'm not sure if I use the exact same language in the pasuk. I don't see the Gemara saying the same thing, but it could be that the same thing applies, that it's the same concept that so far same mesachotem. So there's a Gemara in Sota that talks about this on Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Why were they misakin that tefillah should be said quietly? That Shemona Esrei should be said quietly and not out loud. So Levayish, that's over Averis. You shouldn't embarrass those who did Averis and need to do Vidoy, that they shouldn't have to do them out loud. As we see the Torah, and we learn this from the fact that the Torah doesn't differentiate between the Chatas and the Ola. It says that it should be brought in the shechted in the same place. So the Gemara asks, but there are differences between a chatas and an ola. The dam chatas is lamala. The chatas, the kohen, takes with his finger and he puts four applications of blood on the four top corners of the mizbeach. Versus the dam of the ola is sprinkled on the northeast and southwest corners and on the lower corners of the mizbeach, and it's sprinkled, it's not done with the finger, and it's on the lower part, it's below the chura sikra, as opposed to the chatas is above the chura sikra. So the Gemara explains, okay, but that's what the kohen knows. The kohen knows what you're doing. And anyways, I'm thinking that the kohen has to know, he has to shecht it with the right kavanas, he has to do the avodah with the right kavanas. When there's a line of people waiting with their karbah, with their animals, it's not clear that this person is a chote. The Gemara asks, but it's clear from the animal. The karban ola is a zachar. The chatas yachid is an akeva. So the Gemara says, but it's covered up by the tail, so you can't tell. The Gemara says, that's true if you bring a sheep. What if you bring a goat? So the Gemara says, okay, that's his choice. If a person chooses to bring a chatas as a goat and somebody is looking carefully enough and they could tell that this is a female instead of a male, he's bringing a chatas. Okay, but that's on him that he chose to bring this animal. So the Gemara says, what about the sayer chatas of the oved koch of the oved avodah zara? If a person is avodah zara, he has to bring a goat. So the Gemara says that's on purpose. That's he should be embarrassed in order to be a kapar for him. Meaning avodah zara is beyond the pale. It's in its own league. Person did avodah zara, the Torah is mandating that he bring a sayer chatas, and yes, he should be embarrassed. It should help him with his kapara. Versus a regular person, even if he did this tremendous Aveira, which is a Chi of Karis, from the worst of the Aveiras, and he did a Peshogeg, such a person, we don't want to embarrass him, we don't want to distance him from coming and bringing a carbon and doing tshuva, and therefore the Torah puts his avoda, his shchita, in the same place as those who bring an olah. We find that Chazal also were very sensitive, and they even made takanas for their sensitivity. The Mishnah in Moed Katan on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph tells us that we don't bring to the bay, that when you bring food to the base ovel, you bring it in regular baskets. You don't bring it in fancy baskets. And the Gemara says in the beginning, richer people would bring it in nicer baskets. And Chazal realized that the Aniyim were embarrassed, so they said everyone should bring it in a normal basket because of the cover of the Aniyim. And the Gemara goes on for most of Chav Zayin, much of Chav Zayin Amud Beis, just with different takanas they made, says not to embarrass Aniyim. It says people would die with certain stomach ailments and they gave off a very foul odor, so people would put besamim inside the casket. And people realized that, then they realized, so now people are embarrassed when they have this stomach issues, this choy me'ayim, that they know that's going to be their fate, is they're going to be buried that way and everyone's going to know. So Pesach, you know what? Everyone should put this mugmar of besamim inside the casket. And the Gemara points out the severity of the embarrassment that poor people can feel and how sensitive you have to be to it. It says in the beginning, it says, Hotzas hameis was kasher krov of yosher mimisasa. Sometimes it was even, it's amazing to say, but even more difficult for them than the loss sometimes was having to take out the dead person in these cheap linen tachrichin, as opposed to the rich people would bring them out in much fancier tachrichin. It says sometimes the relatives, they would leave the body. They don't want that embarrassment to everyone to see that even when they're taking their family to burial, how poor they are. I guess that was something that they tried to keep up, and now they can't hide their shame. So Rabbi Gamliel came, and he was the Nasi, had plenty of money, and he was Noe Kalas Rosh. He went out in simple. He said, at my funeral, I'm going out in simple linen garments. And after that, everyone was knowing they go out in simple linen garments. And this way, the poor people are not embarrassed. So this is an incredible shmooze, that even at this time, in this situation, that's how severely the embarrassment could hold down to people and how sensitive we have to be to it. And it's a shmooze also by the chatas and the ola. If a person did tremendous aveira, and the Torah is so sensitive, says he not be more embarrassed than he needs to be. Just gives us some insights, these takanas and this halachas, of how important it is not to embarrass people, how sensitive we have to be to people's feelings, to realize how much we have no idea what kind of destructive harm we can do to a person when we make them embarrassed. Now, there are people that won't, you know, the Gemara says, Eina Bayishin Lomid. The Mishnah is pointing out that a person's embarrassment could prevent him from going to a shir, prevent him from participating in a shir. A person won't have a connection to Torah because he's afraid of being embarrassed. A person won't take a certain job, won't visit a certain community, if they're afraid of being embarrassed. So we have to realize, we have to work on our sensitivity to other people, trying to put ourselves in other people's shoes, and thinking about how they're going to experience reality and experience things, and think of ways that we can do things to make people more comfortable, make them more at ease, and thereby help them in all areas of their life. Wishing you a wonderful Shabbos.